Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, hey, and welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for hanging out. Really appreciate you. We do our college football reviews every week, and they're audio only. So if you're listening on Spotify or Apple, it is much appreciated. We still put content over here too. I think I might experiment with a non-Bears episode to go on the YouTube page. By the way, House of L has a YouTube page. If you haven't checked it out, House of L, just look for it on YouTube and you'll find the pod and you'll see the Bears episodes on there. I would love it if you would subscribe. It doesn't cost anything. I'm not asking you anything other than to subscribe. And if you'd like to see the show, as my office is really starting to come together. Like I have one of those like limitless moments this morning where I got myself like on track and I've been dying to, I've been redecorating my office, which doubles as my studio. It's a super small space, but I want to make it a little bit more friendly to the YouTube audience. And honestly, I want to beautify it a little bit more for myself. So I'm actually looking around right now and the back wall behind me, like if you go to House of L's YouTube page, the back wall behind me is bare because I'm waiting for some really cool prints that I got and I'm going to get them framed and they're Chicago themed and perfect for background. But anyway, if you go to the House of L YouTube page, you can check it out. We are brought to you by Remy Martin. Love our partnership with Remy Martin. And it's still warm enough where you should go on out there and order one and get yourself a Remy and ginger beer or Remy and ginger ale. It is all love. A Remy sidecar, also spectacular. So we do the college football reviews every week. And I'm going to spend the majority of the time talking about Indiana, Illinois. And I know like that game was a blowout. I'll explain. But first, I wanted to share this little tidbit. I don't know if you know this. It was when it was said to me, I was like, that can't be right, can it? But it's true. Did you know number 17 Texas Tech, who's 4-0 this year, they beat Utah and they beat them up. 34-10 was the final. Did you know that for mainland college football, so we're taking Hawaii out of the mix and we're taking the University of Alaska out of the mix, Texas Tech is farther away from another D1 program than any school in the country. What it shows you is how big Texas is, right? Because you could, if you start at the eastern point of Texas and drive out to El Paso, it'll take you, 14, 15 hours to get through the state. But yeah, Lubbock is 300 miles away from the next closest D1 school, the FBS school. And that's my good friend Layla Rahimi's alma mater, North Texas. That's wild. I don't have anything else other than that. I just wanted to share with you how crazy that is. And isn't it like, isn't Los Angeles closer to El Paso than El Paso is to Houston. I think that's right. I think it takes less time to drive from El Paso to LA than El Paso to Houston, which is also insane. Anywho, I wanted to talk about the Illinois-Indiana game. Now, you know, I really thought that Illinois was riding high, and they would go and take care of business down in Bloomington. That was not the case. In fact, it couldn't have been further away from the case. Illinois got destroyed in Bloomington. Absolutely destroyed. 63-10 was the final. And in the team picture for biggest beats ever for a top 10 team. Now, granted, this is another ranked team, but they got blown away in this game. And Fernando Mendoza jumped into the Heisman conversation with the performance that he put on. The game itself was fascinating. I was at a family event, and it had been a long day. And I was out in the South Burbs, and I was like, yeah, I could go home and, you know, curl up on the couch and watch the game, or I could sit down someplace and watch the game, maybe have a beer, which I did. And I ended up at the Chili's in Mokina. And I sat down at the bar. It was some dudes having a great conversation about the Bears. The bartender, I believe his name was Johnny. He was awesome. And he was sitting there talking Bears with a bunch of customers. And it was just fun to sit back and listen to what fans are thinking about. So then I'm sitting there watching this thing go on. And I'm like, wow, I really believe in the job. If you listen to last week's episode, I believe in the job that Brett Bielema is doing down in Champaign. And obviously the work is not done quite yet. This feels like a huge blow to Illinois, where they felt like a team that had a great chance to go to the college football playoffs. And now maybe you start looking at the rest of their schedule differently, with the game against USC coming up, and they've got a game against Ohio State. Like, you start thinking about it differently. Like, I initially was looking at their schedule and saying, if you beat Indiana, really the only thing that's kind of in your way is Ohio State. And now that you got a tough one at home against USC, Purdue still hasn't quite figured it out yet, then you at least get Ohio State at home. But then it's at Washington, Rutgers, Maryland, Wisconsin, at Wisconsin, Northwestern. And I feel like those last four games for sure are wins for Illinois. But now the wrench has been thrown into where they're at after getting blown out by Indiana. I still believe in what's going on with Brett Bielema and his team. And, you know, if they're outside of the playoffs and in an excellent bowl and they win 10 games, it's hard to say that the season is a failure. It just felt like this, what Indiana did to them was more than just beat them. I'm fascinated by Kurt Cignetti, the head coach at Indiana, and I was watching his press conference after the game. I watched him and I watched Bielema. And the thing that I do like about Cignetti, and there are a lot of people who felt like he was a guy that maybe should have replaced Saban at Alabama, but one of the things I like about him is he seems incredibly honest. And honest to almost to a fault.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
He was talking about, and this is the crazy part about college football versus pros, where you only have to deal with a team once a year, or in some cases once every couple of years, with how big the conferences have gotten. He was talking shit. Like, after the game, he said, yeah, we looked on tape and we felt like our defensive line could dominate their offensive line. And it is rare to hear coaches talk like that after a game. He wasn't, I wouldn't call him rude. Like, I don't think that he was out there trying to stick it to Bielema in the press conference. It was just like, yeah, we knew that we were going to beat them. And let me tell you why we were going to beat them. We knew that we were going to be more physical than them. When you back it up by winning by 7 touchdowns, it's hard to argue with the man on it. But the other thing that caught my ear and I thought was so fascinating about him was there were a lot of questions about where the IU program is right now because of how good of a year they had last year and where it is. Now, they set a attendance record. I think it was 60,000 or whatever at the game on Saturday. And he was talking about how now he feels like he can fall back a little bit from being the public face of Indiana football. But he did feel it necessary last year to go out and kind of preach the gospel of what it is that they're trying to do in Bloomington. And I appreciate that. In a lot of ways, college sports is the front porch of a university, and college football in particular. Now, IU is a great school, and they have traditions in a couple of sports. And their football tradition kind of went away when Antoine Randall L. graduated. By the way, I don't know if I've ever talked about this. I went and saw them play when he was quarterbacking them. I went to the RCA Dome back then to watch them play a game there. But Cignetti being honest about him having to sell tickets and pump up the program with all of those transfers that he brought in last year, and it's impressive. What he's doing is incredibly impressive. And I remember seeing interviews with him last year and being like, I kind of like that guy. But the more I hear from him, the more I go, man, this dude, he understands the game that he's playing. And I don't know if a bigger football program is going to come and try and take him away. What's he, in his early 60s, I believe? But he's exactly the type of guy that if you were a big program and you wanted a quick turnaround, I feel like he might be the type of guy that can do it. Yeah, he's 64. But we'll see what happens. I was flat out wrong when thinking about this game. And him being quoted as, he said, "We broke their will." If you're Brett Bielema in Illinois, that is a hard thing to hear. I'm sure it was probably tougher to go through it, like having your guys get mauled on national television. Like, that was a big moment for Illinois. And in that moment, they didn't handle it. We'll see if they bounce back. I'm looking forward to seeing them versus USC, but props to what is being built in Bloomington, because it doesn't make any sense. And I'm glad. And I'm glad that we're seeing other teams start to grow. And this is a guy that the stuff he was doing at James Madison, and James Madison is now one of those FCS schools that you don't want to play. And I appreciate it. As someone who loves this sport, it's cool to see other teams kind of jump up and be good. And congrats to them. That was a beating, a shocking one for sure. All right, let's take a quick look around whatever else is going on. Remember I was telling you about Vanderbilt and Diego Pavia? In years past, a team like Georgia State could put up a fight against Vanderbilt and maybe even beat Vanderbilt. This year, they got ran. Vanderbilt's 4-0. And they put up 70 points. Like, I want you to think about that. Vanderbilt put up 70 points. Another team that people are not talking about but probably should is Missouri. We did a categories where we were at the beginning of the season, we were top 25, and we were naming top 25 teams, and I had mentioned Mizzou, and they weren't in the top 25, which I thought was ridiculous considering how last year ended. Now they're in the top 25, and they are undefeated, and I gotta tell you, that running back that they have over there, when I was watching the game, I was sitting there going, huh, I need to check on Ahmad Hardy and what year he is, because I wouldn't mind him running for the Bears next year, because he was pounding the rock. Went from 138, averaged 6 yards a carry. He's had a really solid season for them so far. So they're good and interesting and fun. The Arch Manning watch continues. I don't know if we learned anything with him against Sam Houston State. This was a bad weekend for matchups, by the way. This was like the cupcake weekend. Alabama's going to play Georgia this upcoming week, and it just felt like everywhere around college football, there weren't a lot of great matchups. The Oklahoma-Auburn game was great. Mateer continues to lead the Heisman Trophy conversation. I don't know what it is about Purdue. I'm not connected to Purdue in any way. I just kind of want them to be better, and they're not. Notre Dame took them out 56-30 in that game. I don't know what to do about Georgia Tech. I think they're good. How long is Haynes King been in college? Like, real talk. Like, are we talking all the way back to, like, the Obama administration? Like, I'm not kidding. I'm being dead serious. Was he a kid that got recruited in 2016? Because I feel like I've either been waiting on or watching him for a long damn time. A long time. But that's it. That's all I got. I feel like I've been talking too long anyway. But shout out to Indiana, and they deserve to have more eyes on them for sure. I will talk to you next time. You heard? Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.